UW La Crosse will have to pay more than 20% of the $25 million for need-based students in the governor's budget proposal. UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao says he's unhappy with the plan he says singles out his school for saving more money in its auxiliary fund. He says the governor's proposed $15 million for UW faculty recruitment and retention is a better way to pay for part of the student aid.
I bet you if you talk to a lot of faculty these days, they'd say, you know, if it comes down to me getting a raise or students getting more financial aid, let's give the students the financial aid to make sure they can afford the quality education that we provide.
UW system spokesman David Giroux says there are many competing interests in this budget. He adds cuts could have been worse and they have to keep a bigger picture in mind.
The issue of, you know, which is more important, financial aid or faculty compensation, is a very difficult decision to make. And it is not unlike the decision that people are going to be making about which is more important, the university's budget or this other agency's budget. Tough decisions to be made. I do not envy our legislators.
Giroux and Gao agree that using recruitment and retention money is controversial, and not every campus will support the idea. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.